My name is Emma, and today we're going to talk about the Ganges River case study. In India, the Ganges River is a holy river for Hindus. Hindus will go to the river to bathe, drink, or swim in the river because of its religious meaning. But because of its overuse, the Ganges is highly polluted. One third of India's population, about 350 million people, live in the basin, so its toxicity is very harmful to many of India's residents. Even though the sewage clearly needs to be treated, this situation is complicated because the Hindus believe in throwing ashes into the holy Ganges to increase their deceased loved ones' chances of getting their soul into heaven. But many cannot afford to purchase wood for cremation, so a lot of the time, people throw partially burned bodies into the water. The decomposition of these bodies take away oxygen while increasing the amount of disease-carrying bacteria and viruses. The Indian government is planning to build waste treatment plants in the basin, as well as to bring snapping turtles to devour the corpses, but most of the treatments so far do not work very well. As another religious tradition, Hindus throw vividly painted small statues into the river, which create another source of pollution, as plants and coatings on these contain toxic metal. Additionally, global warming is expected to make the situation worse. 70% of water flowing into the Ganges comes from the Gangotri Glacier, which is now meeting at an accelerating rate because of the warming. And if it continues at its current rate, the Ganges will become a seasonal river that flows only during the rainy season. This extreme amount of water loss poses a severe threat for the 400 million people living within the Ganges Basin. Thank you for listening.